The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
A quickie, huh?
A quickie.
Oh, yeah.
Vegetables, Santa Claus and catchy jingles. Vegetables, Santa Claus and catchy jingles. Yes, this is a quickie version of the show. Really, just a few snapshots to give you an idea of what it's all about. Tune in live. The Discovery Garden. It was time to reap what I'd sowed for 8 weeks. Did any herbs, lettuces, radishes, carrots come out of the soil and rear their pretty little heads? Or would I be forced to jump on the back foot and prepare Paleo Pete some sort of herbaceous salad? Also, the Bad Santa Hotline. Just want to put some feelers out there. Is there any space to play in re-Christmas threats? And the Jingle Fairy. She was back again, jingling around, writing jingles for businesses, and more specifically a vet in Lynbrook. Enjoy the quickie.
When the Discovery Garden was announced, Lakey was 110% on board.
Why are you so excited? This is for children, Lakey.
No, absolutely not. This is for single men who like to do their part for the environment.
He's literally given his heart, soul, and himself into growing these plants.
I've been introducing a phosphorus urine, aka my piss.
Costa Georgiatis has even helped him along on his journey.
Those radishes are living large on Lakey. This is a microgreens enterprise.
Yeah, and was happy with the progress.
Costa can't even speak, he's so amazed.
But now, the journey's almost at an end. The moment of truth. It's time for the harvest.
Wow. Pre-harvest picking nerves, pre-dish serving nerves. This is the moment that I, as the Discovery Garden farmer, have been waiting for. My crop is finally time to harvest. This time tomorrow, I will be preparing a
harvest
three-course dinner for
harvest.
Celebrity chef.
You're not a farmer, Lakey. You've got a tiny herb garden.
Does this look tiny to you?
Yes.
This tomato vine with no tomatoes on it.
Yes, it's...
It makes no sense.
Large for a small garden, but you're not harvesting. You're acting like you've got a tractor and large, large acres of crops.
Look, what is going to go down here is a Radio First live picking. It's quite clear from the visual eye that my herbs are prospering. My lettuces are growing. The things that I have no idea whether have grown or not are the beets, the carrots, the onion, and the piss radish. These things grow underneath the soil, something that I have no access to as a Discovery Garden farmer. And it's this time where I shall pick up the shrub by the scruff of its neck and see if there's anything yielding down here.
I would just say one thing that I probably wouldn't mention that you've been pishing in the radish.
The piss radish is fine. Paleo Pete loves a bit of a piss radish. He loves a controversial dish.
I'm not being in the room if you tell him that. Just keep it under wraps.
Paleo Pete will be fine about my piss radish tomorrow. They call him Piss Radish Paleo Pete sometimes.
Okay, you've made that up. They absolutely do not.
Please, be here for moral support as I extend my hand over to the beetroots.
Good God.
Are any beetroots coming out from underneath the soil here? The roots have just come right off as I forage deep beneath in my pot.
Okay.
Show me the beets!
Is there anything?
Where are the beets?
Is there literally nothing?
There is not even like a baby beet. There's nothing.
Lakey, Pete's going to be here tomorrow.
There's no baby beets.
He's going to be here tomorrow. What are you going to do?
There's no baby beets for baby beet Pete.
Maybe. What are you going to feed Pete? You've got nothing in your garden.
Shush. There must be something else in here. Hang on. Let me just get through all the iceberg
God,
lettuce.
Oh, my God, Lakey, this is
Where's
embarrassing.
Show me the onion. Where's the onion? At the back here. Let me just... Clearly just a little mistake with the beetroots. Obviously hasn't fertilised properly.
Shy guy, you might have to head to the supermarket and tee something up for Pete.
We're not heading to the supermarket. No onions.
Nothing. Lakey, you've got 12 hours to come up with something.
Guys, not one pickled onion. What the hell is
going on? You've got a plate of lettuce for Pete.
Where are the carrots?
Everyone listening right now, if you could see his face, I've never seen a grown 30-year-old man's face drop so much like Lakey's hair. He's pale.
Okay, going for the carrots. See, this is more promising because Carrot Alley has shown a lot of prosperous roots. And I'm sure if I just dig just below the surface, somewhere around here, something's got to give.
Come on, where's a little orange bugger?
Baby carrot.
Baby carrot?
There we go. There
you got a kezza?
It's hot season. It's carrot growing season, Chewy Lou. It doesn't even surprise me. It doesn't surprise me. There's a little carrot.
You know I love carrots.
Go. Clear as crystal. Baby carrot. Now we're cooking with gas. One baby carrot. carrot the size of me pinky.
It's minuscule.
The final root, the radish, as I forage deep beneath in the piss radish. Show me piss radish. Show me. There's no radishes either, guys.
Oh, dear.
What is wrong with... What's wrong with this? This is why people don't grow.
Well, like,
anymore.
Yeah, I hate to say I told you so, but I told you it's had no sunlight.
It's all business.
You've left it deprived in the corner.
My sweet, sweet, succulent soil.
What are you going to do for Pete?
I've heard Pete's a fan of bok choy and basil salads.
So it's lucky because that's all he's getting.
That's right. This time tomorrow, Paleo Pete and my herb garden.
With just herbs.
Well, one small baby carrot is on the agenda as well. This is a disaster. This is an absolute disaster. Danny Lakey
Poor
Lake
Pete.
Show.
I wonder how fast I can say this. The Danny Lakey Lake Show quickie.
Right now, had an idea come to me over the weekend.
I don't like when you play this music and you say those exact words that have just come out of your mouth.
Month out from Christmas. Mm-hmm. Stressful time of year for parents.
Very.
Excitable time of year for children. This is the month where children can come a little unstuck. They've done 11 solid months of good behaviour. They've done all their schoolwork. It's nearing the end of the year. They're starting doing Christmas lists. And maybe they turn just a tad naughty.
Naughty or nice list?
Well, it's common knowledge and it's been that way forever that Santa Claus awards the nice children and punishes with coal in the stockings naughty children. There may be a little way that I can help parents out, almost like a little Christmas threat for a parent to play on their child. Now, I don't know whether this is too much, not enough, or just the right amount of trickery to help fellow listeners or parents who have kids out, or if it's just, mate, no. I'm not sure.
Where are you going with this?
I mean, no offence by it. Well, what I've done, I've got access to a hotline. A number.
Are you call up?
Yeah. I've got one of those 1-300 numbers. Quite the treat.
How have you done this behind the scenes without letting me know?
I'm just the puppet master behind the scenes.
Okay.
This is a place that you could call up and potentially threaten your child by letting them know that you're about to call Santa and tell them that they're on the naughty list. Just to get them back into line, yeah. Come into December.
Okay, that's smart.
So this potentially we could release to the masses. And the hotline is available up until Christmas and the lead up to Christmas for parents to use whenever they deem fit. So if they were to call up this number, this is what they would get.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas to everyone out there. As you know, I'm very, very busy at this time of year. And although I have my suspicions of who's naughty and who's nice and will be getting lots of presents this Christmas, sometimes I need a little help from the parents. This is Santa Claus's very own hotline for mummies and daddies who want to let Santa know whether their child's been naughty or nice. Please leave a message after the tone and Santa will hear it and adjust the lists accordingly. Thank you. See you on December 25th. Or will I?
Get around me?
I don't know.
Get around me.
I don't know about this, Lakey.
No?
Seems a bit cruel to the children.
A little too much?
A little too much. Oh. I don't think I'm on board with this.
I mean, I just love a little feedback session from some parents out there on 131060. Is there any need for this hotline to go live in the lead up to Christmas?
We want to know, is Lakey's Bad Santa Hotline a bad idea?
Bad idea.
Now, look, I'm looking for all parents from all walks of life. Is there enough? Because the hotline will cost me a small fee to set up.
Yep.
To register the number.
Yeah, you have to buy the number.
Yeah. I just want to know, and that's fine. That's fine. I'm happy to pay for it. I just want to know, is it in goodwill? Is there enough demand out there for parents?
Hot demand.
Reading and ringing that? Or is this something, no, you don't understand. Like, you wouldn't understand children's hearts. They're very brittle these days. It's 2019. They're snowflakes. This wouldn't work. Whether you're for it, against it, whatever. I need some feedback before the line goes live.
We need parents.
Potentially tomorrow night. Danny Lakey Late Show. If you've got kids, give me a bell. What do you think? Kate, you're a parent.
I am.
Good idea, bad idea with the
I
Santa hotline.
I
absolutely love it, Danny. I've got two little boys, and they're just over 2 years apart. Oh. So they're constantly fighting and trying to kill each other, and Santa is constantly a threat in our house. And we even tried to do the Santa light, and they outsmarted us with that. So I think the hotline would be genius.
This is the thing. It traverses Elf on Shelf and Santa light and all these other things the parents have been trying over the years. How old are the children, just for me to get a gauge of my total audience?
Just over four and nearly two.
Yeah, young and impressionable.
Yes.
As soon as they hear Santa's voice, they're back in line.
This is my target market. Corey, you're a dad.
Yeah.
Nice. On you, Corey.
Is it a good idea? Too aggressive? Too threatening? What's the go?
Nah, it's a good idea, I reckon. Okay. There'll be little scraps all the time.
Yeah, little scraps. I know. I know the ones. This is exactly what the hotline's built for, Corey. Lara. Well, this is good. I was expecting a bit more uproar here.
It's very positive.
Okay. You got three kids, Lara?
Yes, I do. I have been fake phoning Santa for years, so we have to do this.
Okay, there might be a market.
So what has your fake Santa plan been, that you're just threatening the call but never actually dialing a number?
Yeah, and now the kids are older and they actually want to see me look Santa up in my contacts list.
Oh, yes.
But I've been saying text as well. So my son actually yesterday said to me, send a photo of his sister being naughty and text it to Santa. So you need to text back as well.
Wow. Text.
It's a big ask.
Yeah, I've blown all my budget on a hotline rather than text line. But this is good. Nothing naughtier than a child almost challenging the parent. Go on then. Call him.
And then hearing that voice. Oh, the ho, ho, ho.
All right. I think we're going to go live. I think we are going to go live, guys.
Santa's hotline launched.
Woohoo! We're on. Woohoo! 1-300. I'm not mucking around. You dial this number. The Santa hotline is up in action right now. 1-300-239-999. Just remember the 239 because you know you're 1-300 and you're 999. 1-300-239-999. Santa hotline open for business till Christmas Day. And we'll put that up on the Danny Lakey Late Show Instagram story as well. The details there. Oh, it's going to be a nice, nice Christmas.
The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie. You've heard of the Tooth Fairy. You've heard of the Fairy Godmother. Now we give you the best fairy of all.
She died.
Instead, we give you the second best option, the Jingle Fairy.
Yeah, the Jingle Fairy is here for another Monday, willing to wave her magic wand around and cast the spell of a great catchy jingle for a business around Australia. You can message the Danny Lakey Late Show Instagram page with your business, or you can give us a call on 13 10 60 off air and leave your deets as well. The Jingle Fairy cannot promise, but will try her best to write everyone's jingle all in good time, because the Jingle Fairy can only appear once a week and there seems to be more than one request coming through each week. She's experienced a bit of a backlog, guys.
Figure out if you could get the audio to them faster than a USB travelled by the Jingle Fairy?
The Jingle Fairy is old school and likes to deliver the USB stick in the middle of the night under the business owner's pillow within the week.
So she's a wannabe tooth fairy.
Exactly. Tonight we've got someone, a very special someone, a nurse at a vet clinic who goes by the name of Beck. Hello, Nurse Beck.
Hi, Lakey. How's it going?
Good, thank you. Good, thank you. That's say hello to Louie and the Jingle Fairy.
Hi, Louie. Hi, Jingle Fairy.
Hello.
Hi.
Now, I hear that it's the family-owned vet clinic. God, I love a family-owned business. So does the Jingle Fairy.
Keep it in the fam.
This is the Lynbrook Vet Clinic. Brand new, fully equipped. Just had your first birthday. You're off the ground. You're off and running. You're off to the races.
Absolutely. We had a fantastic day on Saturday for our birthday party.
Oh, that's very nice.
We're looking on the Instagram and the doggies are so cute.
I suggest check that out at Lynbrook Vet Clinic. So Lynbrook as in L-Y-N Brook Vet Clinic, I believe, just southeast of Melbourne. Oh, wow. There's all creatures great and small on this Instagram page.
Look
at that puss. Look at that puss.
Oh, little puss.
Look at the puss.
Look at the woofers.
You also help out rescue groups, Beck. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we have quite a few rescues that we work with, really closely. They do a great job, so we try to help where we can.
And any small animals, any small pets, dogs, cats, birds, rabbits, guinea pigs, the whole lot, you guys obviously take care of. I'm assuming de-sexing and worming is two of the big things?
Definitely. Did a couple today.
Yeah. As a vet, your de-sexing worming gigs are never done. 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturdays. The clinic number is attached. This is all good gear for the Jingle Fairy. She is chomping at the bit to play the jingle for the Lynbrook Vet Clinic. Would you like to hear it?
Absolutely. Let's go.
Okay. You listen to it and you just give the nod, give the orders, and the Jingle Fairy will drop around a USB stick under the pillow whilst you sleep in a not creepy way at all. Here we go.
Oh, no. I really want to get my cat and dog de-sexed, and I have to give my rabbit a worming tablet. And I live in the Lynbrook area, but last time I checked, which was just over a year ago, there was no vet in the area.
Oh, don't worry. Lynbrook Vet Clinic opened up about a year ago.
Oh, really? Tell me more.
Fully equipped and new, with a modern style. 837-30301 is the number to dial. They help out with rescue groups, saving animals from the wild. All vets are qualified, and that's no lie. It's the service they provide.
Oh, oh, okay.
Come see the lovely staff inside.
Oh, no, I never knew about the vet in the Lynbrook area. I guess I could try that.
Come and get your pet de-sexed. Just give Lynbrook Vet a call. Come try it out. The best vet a pet could ask for. Come and get your pet de-sexed. Just give Lynbrook Vet a call. Come try it out. The best vet a pet could ask for.
Thanks, Lynbrook Vet Clinic. Now my cat and dog are de-sexed and my rabbit doesn't have worms. Yay!
Well, the Jingle Fairy, she's pretty happy with that one, the old jingle. Beck, the nurse vet at the Lynbrook Vet Clinic, do accept the Jingle Fairy to come around in the middle of the night and drop off a USB stick under your pillow with the jingle, or you can use copyright free of charge.
I would love that. It sounded fabulous.
Amazing. Another happy customer with the Jingle Fairy. Danny Lakey Late Show is where you can go to contact the Jingle Fairy. She will help you out, of course. And Lynbrook Vet Clinic on Instagram if you're in the Lynbrook area. 8373-0301.
See? Told you it was quick. Want more, though? Subscribe to the podcast now for daily quickies from the Danny Lakey Late Show.